Okay. Good morning, and a Freilich and Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, asks, my Chanukah, like, on what miracle do we establish Chanukah? And it answers, the Tana Rabbanim Shekansu Yevanim Laheichal Timu Kol Hashmanim Shebeheichal V'kishegavra Malchut Beit Hashmanai V'netzchum Badzku V'lo Matzu Ela Pach Echad Shel Shemen Shehaya Munach B'chotamto Shel Kohen Gadol V'lo Haya Bo Ela Lahadlik Yom Echad. So basically what happened? The Yevanim went into the Heichal, to the Beis HaMikdash, and they defiled all the oil. And when the Hashmonaim overcame them, when they were successful in their battle, they looked and they couldn't find any oil, only a little jug that was enough for one day. And that jug had the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it. Na'aseh neis v'hidliku mimeno shmona yamim. L'shana acheret kav'um v'asum yamim tovim v'halal v'hodah. So basically, that oil was a nace. They lit it, and instead of lasting only for one day, it burned for 8 days, and therefore, they made a holiday because of this miracle of halal and hodah, of thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems from this brisa that the halal and the hodah, the thanks and the praise that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the holiday of Chanukah is established on the miracle with the jug of oil. So this really needs to be understood, because if we think about it, at that very moment in time, Bnei Yisrael faced a tremendous danger, right? The Greeks were looking to destroy them. Like we say in Al Nisim, Kishamdal Machos Yevan Harshal Amcha Yisrael, Lashkicham Torasecha Ulaviram Mechukei Ratonecha. Right? They were looking to completely, you know, get rid of Bnei Yisrael, to remove us from any connection to Torah and to mitzvot. So we were up against something quite large at that time. But what happened? There were tremendous miracles. Masarta giborim biyad chalashim. You gave over these great strong people in the hands of the weak. Virabim biyad ma'atim. And the many in the hands of the few. Ulecha asita shem gadol v'kadosh balamecha l'amcha Yisrael asita shua gadolo uparkan kayom adah. And so you made HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a great savior, a great nace to Bnei Yisrael at this point, that they were able to battle and to win over this great nation of strong and of many. They were weak and they were few, and yet when they went to battle, Bnei Yisrael had the ability to win. So I would think that the essence of establishing Chanukah would be on this tremendous victory, right? Saving Bnei Yisrael from this grave situation. The saving of Bnei Yisrael allows for the continuity of the Jewish people and for the keeping of Torah for generations to come. So this battle is actually very important, what happened here, and it was a tremendous miracle. And yet, we establish it on what seems from the Gemara, this little jug of oil. And we can even take this one step further with the question of the Pnei Yoshua. Because he asks, why was there even a need for this special nace of this sealed oil? Because really, in reality, regular oil would have been perfect at that point in time. It would have been allowed, because we have this concept of tumo hutra besibor, meaning that something's tame is allowed in the tzibor, in the group, meaning if there is a majority of the nation is tamei, if they are impure, a korban can be brought at that state. So therefore, the whole nace with the oil was unnecessary. They didn't need it at that time. So that is even more so. Not only are we establishing Chanukah based on this nace, which seems to be secondary, but it was almost even unnecessary, because they would have been able to light the menorah with oil that wasn't special and pure and had the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it. So we really have to understand this. When Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, the pasuk states, "V'hinei orachot Yishma'elim ba'a migil'ad v'gmaleihem nos'im na'atz v'tzari v'lad hochim lahorid Mitzrayim." When Yosef is sold down to Mitzrayim and he's being carried by this caravan of Arabs, the pasuk tells us that the Arabs, this caravan of Yishma'elim, were actually carrying with them all these different spices, these sweet-smelling spices. And Chazal in the Medrash Yalkut Shmoni tells us, V'halo inter kam shel aravim lihiot to'anim ela orot va'ataran. So he says, usually, these Arab merchants, what do they usually carry? Skins, tar, not nice smelling things. Ella, Bore, Mazimena Kadosh Baruch Hu Lo Totzadik Ba'otosha'a. Come and look. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did he establish for this special tzaddik at this time? Sakim Mileim Bisamim, Sherviach Minashevet, Sheharuach Minashevet Bahem, Mipnei Rechan Shel Aravim. Look what Hashem did for Yosef. Instead of them carrying their usual wares, Hashem made them carrying these sweet-smelling things so that when the wind would blow, it would cover the unpleasant smell of this group, this caravan of Arabs, and it would be pleasant for Yosef HaTzadik. It says, look, wow, look what Hashem did for this great tzaddik. Honestly, if we take a minute and think about this, this seems strange and bizarre, right? Yosef is going through an extremely difficult time. He goes from being the Ben Zakunim of Yaakov, the beloved son who was given over the Torah that Yaakov learned by Shemen Aver, and he goes into a deep dark pit, sold as a slave to Mitzrayim, which is known to be a closed place that that is impossible for an Eved, for a slave, to escape from. And at such a dark time in his life, what difference does it make if Yosef is smelling spices or if he's smelling tar? Right? Does the smelling of the sweet spices change the situation? Is it changing the outcome? His life is being turned upside down. He is going through Gehenna. And yet, oh, Hashem's making it that he's smelling some nice spices. It doesn't even seem to make any difference. Why is that even important? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Esichos Musar, he explains that there's actually something great in the spices. And that actually changes the situation. He says, at this time of darkness, of choshech va'afela, of tremendous darkness and such a tough situation, when Yosef's whole world is turned upside down and seems to be destroyed, Yosef could have despaired. And it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally turned a blind eye, and now he's lost and he's forgotten. But at that very moment, at this difficult time, Hashem hints to Yosef, it's not so. I am with you, and I'm watching over you. There is no need to lose your bitachon and to lose your faith and to think that I am not with you. Hashem sent Yosef a good smell, which is not a natural occurrence with these caravans, to show him he is not lost and he is not forgotten. It's the exact opposite. Hashem is walking with him hand in hand. I am going down to Mitzrayim with you. Just like Hashem says to Yaakov, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayima, Va'anochi Alcha Gam Aleh. Hashem says to Yaakov, I am going down with you to Mitzrayim, and I am going to come up with you. The Sichos Musar writes, I'm going to read this paragraph inside, Reach B'samim Zeh, Harei Hu Karen Ora B'choshech Shebo Hu Natun. This smell of B'samim is like a ray of light in the darkness. In this darkness that Yosef found himself in, va'al yado niftach li Yosef pesach tikva lachzor v'lehitromei mishafel matavo. This gave him an opening of hope, a glimmer of hope for Yosef that he can go back and he can raise himself up from this shvelus, from this brokenness, from this low position that he finds himself. And that's what these besamim were. They were this ray of light. They were this hope for him. Like Yonah says. Says Parak Beis Pasuk Hey, Va'ani Amarti Nirgashti Me Neged Einecha. Yonah says, I was driven from before your eyes, right? Yonah, what did he do? He ran away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was thrown into the water. A big fish swallows him up. He's in the belly of the fish and he's saying this tefillah. And he says, I was driven from before your eyes. He feels like there's despair, right? Ach Osif Lahabit El Hechal Kadshecha. But I'm going to continue to look to your holy temple. And there Rashi comments, Kishara'iti she'keyam tani kol ha'yamim, yadati ko'sif la'abit el'echa kachecha. When I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you sustained me all these days, that you kept me alive in the belly of the fish, I knew that I would continue to look towards you. I knew that you didn't abandon me. I knew that even though I was in a terrible situation, I was swallowed by a fish, that the relationship continued, and that you continued to take care of me. So we see that the purpose of the Nes done for Yosef was not to remove the bad smell, but rather it was to enlighten him and to strengthen him so that he knows and he feels that even in this tough situation, he is not abandoned, but rather Hashem is with him and he loves him and therefore prepare for him these beautiful smelling spices. With this, we learn that all the Yisurim that Hashem brings upon us are out of love. We actually find a few Nisim that are done for seemingly insignificant reasons. We have the nace that we find by David and Goliath. Remember, David, he goes and he's fighting against this huge giant who's tormenting Bnei Yisrael. The Pasuk Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, Mem Tet says, Vayachar Plishti el Matzcho, Vatitava Evin b'Matzcho, Vayipol al Panav Arza. So what happens? David takes this rock and he swings it, he throws it at Goliath, and it hits Goliath in the head, and Goliath falls down forward to the ground. Okay, and Rashi there comments, Lo hayalo lipol ela la'achorav, shaharei al matzcho huka. Right? And if we look at this pasuk, and we think about it for a second, it's bizarre. David hits him on the forehead. We would think that the impact would push Goliath backwards. And yet what happens? Goliath falls forwards. Ela kidei shalo yitzer David leilich lachtoch et rosho, shenishtachar David achshav, so what happens? Hashem made this nes that Goliath falls forward towards David, so that, remember, David, Goliath is this large giant, so that David doesn't have to walk that extra distance to chop off Goliath's head. Okay? Again, it seems almost strange. Hashem's changing the nature to save David a little stroll, you know, that he shouldn't have to walk that extra distance to chop off Goliath's head. We find again a similar concept in the Parish of the Or HaChaim when he explains Hashem's promise to give Avraham's descendants Eretz Yisrael. And Bereishis Perik Gimel Pasuk Yidalid. Pasuk says, Atav Shev Tzafo, Sa'na Einecha Re'e Min HaMakom Asher Atav Shev. Lift up your eyes and see from this place that you're sitting. Safona v'negma v'kedma v'yama ki et kol ha'aretz asher atara'el l'chat nena u'lazarachat olam. You should look at all this land that you see, because Avraham Avinu, you should know that all of this land I'm going to give to you and for, to your descendants forever. And the Or HaChaim there explains, Tam shehu tzrach lomar min ha'makom asher atasham kan asala neis atzum. The reason why it says, from this place that you are sitting, Hashem says, look from this very place, because at that moment Hashem did for Avram a great nes. What was the nes? Shayuchal lirot mitzafon lidarom u'marav lemitzrach mimakom echad b'li shayutzrach l'soviv. Hashem made this great thing that Avram Avinu was able to see Eretz Yisrael from the place that he was sitting without even turning his body, without even turning his head. Was it such a big deal for Avraham Avinu to turn his head that Hashem had to make a nes that he was able to see the whole Eretz Yisrael without even moving? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains that there are some miracles whose whole purpose is ha'arat panim. It's a certain enlightenment which seems to explain these miracles. He brings down the following mashal. There's a family that lost a precious diamond that was worth a lot of money, as well as that diamond was actually a precious heirloom. And everyone in the family was pained over the loss, that how could they lose this precious stone, and it's been in the family for so many years. So the whole family is looking for this diamond. And they're spending a lot of time, and they're looking all over to find the stone, what could have happened to it, where could it have gone. And one of the children found the diamond. And the father goes over to the child, and he gives the child a great big kiss. Wow, we're so happy. Thank you so much that you found this stone. And everyone, obviously, in the family was so happy that they found this family heirloom. Especially the boy who found the diamond. Not only because the diamond was found, but he had an extra level of joy. Why? Because he got that special kiss from his father. And this is precisely the greatness of these nisim. The killing of Goliath by David was a great thing. He made a Kiddush Hashem, and he saved Bnei Yisrael. And David was included in that being saved, right? But David merited a nes exclusively for him, a private neshika, a kiss from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The nes that Goliath fell forward, closer to David, so he wouldn't have to walk, which had no importance to anyone else other than himself. It was a harat panim. It was this enlightenment directed towards him, aside from the nes that was done for the whole Bnei Israel. In fact, the less of the need for such a miracle, the greater the harat panim, the greater the enlightenment, the greater this kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same is true when it comes to the nes that was done for Avraham Avinu, that he could see the whole Eretz Yisrael at one glance, without even turning his head. Hashem promised Avram at that moment, Ki kol ha'aretz asher ata ro'eh, l'cho etnenu l'zarecha ad olam, v'samti etzarecha ka'afar ha'aretz, right? Hashem promised Abraham that Bnei Yisrael are going to get Eretz Yisrael. He gave him the promise of the building of Klal Yisrael and the promise of inheriting Eretz Yisrael, which is going to fulfill the purpose of creation. At that moment, Abraham merited a special nishika, a special kiss, a miracle that was done for him, that he didn't need to turn his head to see Eretz Yisrael. A miracle that was not for Bnei Yisrael, but just for Avram Avinu. A special enlightenment and a special ha'ara just for him. It is based on this idea we find a similar concept by Yocheved. After Batya goes and she saves Moshe, she says to Yocheved, Shmos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tet, Vatomer Labat Paro, Eluchi Ad Hayelet Hazeh Ve'ini Kuhuli Ve'ani Atein Es Scharech. Says she goes, go, take this boy, take this child, please nurse him, and I will pay you for your job, for these services. And there, Chazal and Shmos Rabba comments, Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Lo dayan la tzadikim shemachzirim lahem aveidasan, Ela shenot lim schar, v'chulei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chsir la et bena v'natan la schara. Wow. Look at this. It's not enough what's done for tzaddikim, that they returned what is lost, right? Yocheved, what was lost for her? This was her son. This was Moshe, her child. It's not enough that Moshe was returned to her. But more than that, that she got tzchar, she got payment, she got reward for that. Not only did Hashem return to Yocheved her son, her beloved child, but she was paid to take care of her own child. But honestly, I mean, as mothers, we think, what value does the payment Yocheved received have in comparing to the great neis that Hashem performed in saving her son, who was not only her son, that she was now able to reconnect to her child, but he was the savior of the Jewish people who actually redeemed them, thus making the saving of Moshe like the saving of the entire Jewish people. So what importance does the money, does the schar have at that point? But it goes to the same point that we've been discussing. In reality, the payment has no value on its own. The purpose is a special ha'arat panim, a special nishika, a special kiss, an enlightenment for Yocheved at that time of saving Moshe. Yocheved merited a private and personal ha'ara of v'ani etein escharech, a personal enlightenment that not only is Hashem returning to her child, but he's giving her this schar, this payment for taking care of her own child. So I think it's based on this idea that sometimes miracles are done as a giloy, a revelation of ha'arapanim. It's a special nishika, a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can therefore understand the special nes, the miracle of the pach shemen, of this little jug of oil. And the reason that Hanukkah was established based on that miracle, even though it cannot be compared to the saving of Klal Yisrael. The miracle that Bnei Yisrael should be able to light the menorah in purity, b'tahara, was, as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes, Giloi miyuchad shel ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'amo, kol kulo nishika, chiba yeteira la'am Yisrael. This whole special miracle that was done for Bnei Yisrael, that they were able to light the menorah, b'tahara, was a special level of love, a special kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a special enlightenment to them at this time. We see this clearly in a parent-child relationship. A father's love is recognized in giving the child things that are not necessary, rather, things that are optional. A son who's not behaving properly, or that a father is upset with, the father worries about, yes, taking care of the physical needs, the food, the clothing, etc. But he's not necessarily at that point thinking about what things can I do above and beyond. In contrast, a child who's the apple of the father's eye, the father thinks to give him whatever he wants. He keeps on thinking about all those extra lessons, the piano and the presents and the trips and whatever he can do above and beyond the basic food and clothing that the child necessitates. And we think about it, even though for the child the most important thing is actually having his physical needs met, nevertheless, the proof of his importance in his father's eyes is the giving of the optional items, is how the father goes above and beyond for this child. The less the son needs the item, the greater it shows the love his father has for him. And the same is true when it comes to the nace of Hanukkah. The miracle that Bnei Israel won the war was necessary. We needed to win in order to have continuity as a nation. But in this great miracle, there was no hint at Hashem's love for Bnei Israel. It was only through the nace of the Pach Shemen that was only done in order to add to the mitzvah, a miracle which is considered extra in comparison to the need of saving Bnei Israel, that Hashem's love for Bnei Israel is revealed. It was this nace that was the special ha'ara, the special nishika, the special kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revealing the depth of His love towards us. Because again, ladies, we needed to be saved. There was no point. If there was going to be, there was no other option. There would be no continuity as a nation, as the Jewish people. And so therefore, we necessitated this great miracle to save us from the Greeks. But the nace of the Pach Shemen was something additional. It was something that we didn't need, but it was something that showed to us Hashem's great love for us and His desire to go above and beyond for us and to give us that kiss. And so therefore, it's on this ha'ara panim, this enlightenment, this nishika, this kiss, that we establish the 8 days of Chanukah. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah writes, Mitzvah ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'od. The mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles, it's a mitzvah that is very beloved, ad me'od. What does this mean? What is the special chavivus in the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah more than other than we find in other mitzvahs? And if you say, it's because of Pursumei Nisa, it's because of publicizing the miracle, which the Rambam then continues to discuss, that doesn't only apply to the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. We have other miracles that have to do with Pursumei Nisa. The four kosot on Pesach, leaning on Pesach, the reading of the Megillah. They also publicize the great miracles that occurred. And yet, we don't find there this concept of mitzvos chavivos, this specialness and a special level of belovedness in these mitzvos. In Mipnine HaRav, Rav Shachter brings down Rav Soloveitchik's answer. And he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Bet, Amud Bet, which says, V'chila ora hutzarech, Ela Edus hi levai olem shashchina shura b'Yisrael. My Edus amar ravzu nerma aravi shenotein b'shemen kimidas rosa umimena haya malik uba haya mesayim. He's talking about the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, and we say it's obviously, does Hashem need light? Why are we lighting this menorah? And the Gemara says that it's a testimony. It's an Edus for what? That the Shechina resides in Bnei Yisrael. What is the testimony? That the western branch of the menorah has the same quantity of oil that's poured into the rest, and yet we light the others from it, and it ends with it, meaning we start the candle lighting with it, and yet at the end, it's burning the longest. What happens in the Beis HaMikdash? Half a log of oil was poured into each branch of the menorah. And that oil was estimated to get them through even the longest nights of the year, that the oil should burn through the whole night, even the longest night. And then in the morning, they were extinguished. And the following evening, the Kohen came and he cleaned out the old wicks, he poured in fresh oil, and he relit it. Yet, this western branch, when the Kohen came to clean it out in oil, was still burning. It was done the last of all. And then again, ladies, that was the one that we started with. And it had the same amount of oil as all the other candles, and yet it burns for a far longer time. This miracle testifies to the divine presence that the Shechina rests among Klal Yisrael. Rav Shachter writes, V'nesa haya bechdei laharod chavivut Yisrael she'anachnu ha'am hanefkar. What was the purpose of this great miracle in the Beis HaMikdash? To show how beloved we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are the chosen people. The purpose of this nace was extra. Just as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, it was to show how dear we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to show His great love for us. The Greeks did not want to accept such a concept that the Jews are the chosen people and that there's a special love for us. And so the miracle of the Western candle, as well as the miracle with the Pach Shemen, with the small jar of oil that burned, that was enough for one day but burned for eight, showed and proved to all that there is a special connection between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, and there is a special love. It is therefore that the Neros Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva, a special beloved mitzvah, because it shows the special love Hashem has for us and the special relationship we have with Him. In fact, the Rambam continues and says that even if a person doesn't have money and eats from tzedakah, he should sell his shirt in order to buy oil or candles to light. Now, normally, when it comes to other mitzvos, the Torah doesn't tell us to go to extremes. In fact, a person's not supposed to spend more than a fifth of his money, meaning there's fixed amounts, and yet we find by Neros Chanukah, there is a different standard. When it comes to the miracle of Chanukah, Hashem went above and beyond because of His great love for us. He not only saved us in the battle, but had a small bit of oil burn for 8 days. And so we reciprocate and we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to this mitzvah, we are also ready to go above and beyond to show our love for you, even if we have to sell the shirt off our back in order to fulfill it. We reciprocate this great love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. And this is actually the maila, the special level of the Chashmonaim, was their great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their love was so strong that they were ready and willing to give their lives for Hashem and to go into battle in a situation of weak and few against the strong and many. And it is therefore that they merited this great revelation of Avas Hashem through the miracle of the Pach Shemen. The Chanukah candles remind us of Hashem's love towards us. It's this neshika. It's a special kiss. This is important to remember, especially during this time of year, when the nights are long and dark. It's not coincidental that Rosh Chodesh Teves always occurs on Chanukah. Teves is known as a month of darkness and difficulty for the Jewish people. In fact, the Zohar tells us that the month of Teves is allotted to Esav. Esav has a stronghold during this time, and thus tragedies like Asara B'Teves are able to occur at this time. It is precisely at this dark time we light the Chanukah candles. We remind ourselves of the Hara Panim Hashem gave to Bnei Yisrael, the special kiss reflecting His great love for us. We are not alone. Times may be hard, and it may seem like our life is turned upside down, as did Yosef, but Hashem is always with us and loves us, and thus there is no reason to despair. He reminds us of that with the nes of the Pach Shemen, a nes for no other purpose than to express His love, to give us that sweet smell in a time of difficulty and darkness. Chanukah is exactly that reminder, that in the dark times, Hashem loves us and He's still with us. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Me'olam lo yarda shechina lamata me'asara, that the Shechina does not come down into the world below 10 tzfachim. And yet, we find by the Neros Chanukah, by the candle lighting, the best height, the most ideal place to light Chanukah candles is between 3 Gimel and 10 Tzfachim. 3 and 10 Tzfachim, which seems to be the opposite. We know Hashem's Shechina doesn't come down that low. And yet, when it comes to Chanukah candles, Hashem's Shechina descends lower than He normally does. Lower than the usual 10 Tzfachim. Because it's precisely in our darkness and in our difficulty that Hashem descends below the norm of the 10 tzfachim, to be with us and to help us. It is those nishikot, those special kisses, that remind us of His love for us. Like the pasuk in Nitzavim tells us, Perek Lamed, pasuk Gimel, V'shav Hashem Elokecha et Shvuscha. Hashem is going to bring back our captives. So Rashi there asks, Hayolo Luchte V'heishiv et Shvuscha. It should have said, He will return your captives. Causative. Hashem is going to cause us to return from Golus. But rather, what does the pasuk say? Vishav. Rabosin alam dumikan kivyachol shashchina shruya im Yisrael b'tzarat galusam. Ukishene nigalin echtiv ge'ul la'atzmo shehu vishuvi mahem. The rabbis learn from here that what? That the Shechina goes into Golus, goes into exile with Bnei Yisrael. And when we are redeemed, the Geula, it ascribes Geula to Hashem, meaning that what? Hashem comes out of Golus with us. He is there with us the whole time. He is always with us, and He loves us, and He sends us these kisses, these special unnecessary nisim, or unnecessary things to remind us of that. when Yosef was facing the challenges in Mitzrayim with Ishes Potiphar, and she was after him, and she was trying to get him to succumb to his desires, what was it that helped him get out of this state, that helped him overcome and to run away from her? The Gemara tells us, Be'oto sha'a basa dikyono, dikuno shel aviv v'nerasalo b'chalon. At that moment, his father's image, Yaakov Zavinu's image, appeared to him in the chalon, in the window. And he was able to run away and to escape. Chazal tell us that chalon, the window, is a notrikon. It's an abbreviation for Lamed Vav Neros Chanukah, the 36 candles of Chanukah. Chalon, Lamed Vav Neros Nun Chanukah, Chet, chalon. 36 candles of Chanukah, the total number of candles that we light on Chanukah. Yosef saw the candles, he saw the light, he saw this neshika of Hashem, and he remembered he's not alone. Hashem loves him, and he's with him. And therefore, how could he do such a thing? How can he succumb to his desires and damage this precious relationship that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore, he was able to escape from Ashes Potiphar and from his desires, because he remembered the 36 candles. He remembered those kisses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He remembered that special relationship that he has. So when we light our candles, and we think of the nes that Hashem did for us, especially the one of the Pach Shemen, which is seemingly unnecessary, let us remember Hashem's great love for us and the kisses He sends to us, especially during the dark times. Hopefully, this recognition will not only help us through the difficult times, but it will push us to reciprocate and ultimately bring us to better times of Geula, where we can once again reunite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in closeness and togetherness. Emir Tishem soon.